This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. The Ursula Beck Pro Tennis Classic in its 22nd year is coming back to town in just days. Chuck Kuehl joins us, who's been behind this tournament. It's almost amazing to me, Chuck, 23 years. It seems like yesterday.
Yes, it goes by
a little bit closer.
Sorry,
there.
It goes by fast, doesn't it?
It does. Chuck brings in his towel every year.
Yeah.
I'm always grateful for this because I usually use it for the Decatur celebration when we're walking down here in the 100 degree heat. You don't have that distraction this year. You can get out to Fairview Park and watch some unbelievable tennis. How big is this tour? You know, people that got their start on this tour?
Yes.
Naomi Osaka started on this tour.
Yeah.
There's some big names.
Yeah. Kevin Anderson probably is the biggest name that played our tournament. Got to the finals of Wimbledon a few years ago. I think what was really neat a couple of years ago, this has never happened, but the champion of our tournament went to the U.S. Open and was put in the qualifying because he'd been doing so well. And he won three rounds in the qualifying, qualified for the main draw, won a match, was up a set and a break in the second round. I mean, here the guy 3 weeks ago was at Fairview Park, and now he was in the top 64 at the U.S. Open. So
I think, you know, you've been tennis all your life. To the casual fan, I don't think people realize how much fun it is in person.
Oh, tennis is a great sport. We've had a big boost, obviously, because of COVID. Our country estimated we had 4 million new players playing tennis.
Because people got outdoors and got back to the basics.
Yeah.
So let's walk through the schedule of events. You're beginning this Thursday, is that right?
Right. We have a main draw singles wild card event starting Thursday. And whoever wins that preliminary tournament gets into the main draw of the tournament. And so that's kind of we'll probably get 20, 25 players come in to play for this tournament. And then starting Monday, our first round of the qualifying starts. Tuesday, we have the final round of qualifying and main draw double starts. And then our Wednesday's when the main draw single starts. And then every day it progresses until we get to the finals on Sunday, August 8th.
Okay, so you literally Saturday will be the men's doubles final, and then Sunday will be the men's singles final sometime around noon.
Right.
Now, if people want to come out and watch, is there a ticket? Is it free? How does all that work?
No, they can just show up, and there's no charge. We do recommend this year you bring a lawn chair. We're going to have covered seating, but we do have some COVID issues at the tournament that we have to take care of. So we recommend you bring a lawn chair, and you might even bring an umbrella. If it's sunny, it might be a good thing to bring.
Chuck, the weather's going to be perfect for you. I mean, we get to literally Friday, and it's going to be 80, 81, every day and sunny, which is great for the outdoors.
Yeah.
All right, so UrsulaBeckTennis.com is the website if you'd like to find out more. I would highly encourage you. It's just fun. And the ball, the speed is the thing you notice in person. Like when you watch a NASCAR race, the cars look kind of like they're going fast.
Yeah.
You go to a NASCAR race and you go, oh, my God, are they going fast. It's kind of that way with a tennis ball.
Right. I encourage people. I've said this every year. Tennis isn't really on your radar screen, you should at least come up and see this tournament and see how good these players are because they're exceptional. And I think you'll be really impressed if you get a chance to come out and watch this this tournament.
All right. And so how many players approximately?
Okay, so we'll have 70 total players. We'll have 32 players in the qualifying and then 32 players in the singles main draw. And then we will have a few players that are just doubles only. So I always say it's about 70 players that come from about 20 different countries. And if you look at the list of our players, it really is. I was looking through it. There's people coming from all over the world for this tournament. So
that's pretty amazing. Are you watching any of the Olympic
some
tennis?
Of it. I've watched some of it, but I'll be honest with you. I got a lot on my plate right now.
I know you
so
do.
I'm trying
I just,
to
it's, I wonder, how tough it was for Naomi Osaka, the host country putting a lot of weight on her shoulders, 32 unforced errors yesterday. You can watch that. Nick, where did I find that documentary about her? Netflix, I think.
Yeah, I've heard. I haven't even seen it, but I've had
you just want to talk about
it.
These young kids that have this unbelievable, pressure and spotlight, and everybody wants the fame, but, man, I don't think they realize with that all the pressure that comes with
it. Oh, they're
so
young.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, you
watch
think
the
about
Olympics.
How you were at that age and to have all that pressure on you. How would you have handled it?
Well, it'll be interesting to see. Yeah. All right, so put on your city council hat. I know you were talking to me a little bit off the break about how tough the police have it out there. We were talking about that just a little earlier in the program. It is a big, bad, dangerous world out there. It's not just Decatur. This is happening all over the United States of America. I don't know if there's some sort of post-COVID thing. I mean, they'll look back and kind of figure out, you know, why the violence has jumped up. But this is 5:36 o'clock at night, and the police are out there and getting shot at by drug dealers and all the narcotics and then the retaliatory shooting that's going on. What do you think about the job our men and women are doing?
Well, it's over the top what they're doing for us. And I, as a citizen, and I, as a Decatur City Councilman, I want them to know that we greatly appreciate what you're doing out there. I, as a council member, this weighs on me. Maybe people don't see it, but what's going on in this town weighs on me. I grew up in this town, and I want our citizens to feel safe. I want our police officers to feel safe. I sent an email out today to the city manager and our city council about other tools that maybe we need to implement in this city to try to help this city be safer. And I know this is it's going on everywhere. So it's not just Decatur. I don't want people to think it's just Decatur. It's going on everywhere. But we need to support our police. We need to give them every tool we can. And I need the police officers to contact me as a city councilman and all our city council people, women as well, to let us know how we can help you. Because we're behind you. We support you. I did a ride-along. It's nerve-wracking. Okay? I didn't get shot at that night, but I can't imagine what that's like. And
Well, there's a lot of folks in the community that are going through the Virtua training out at the law enforcement, the Benton County Law Enforcement Training Center, which I think is eye-opening for a lot of people. It's a fraction of what a real-life scenario is like, but it does give you that split-second sort of where decisions have to be made. And I think about, at least law enforcement, I'm with you 1,000%. Yeah. More training, more funding, not less.
Right.
Equip them with everything you can. But they at least sign up for, they know what they're getting into. The criminals are going to be the criminals. I think about all the innocent people that get caught in between. We've had a lot of that where people are just firing indiscriminately into crowds. And we've got innocent people getting hit by bullets in this community.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I want to help the police any way we can. And we're supporting them. A majority of the citizens, I would say almost every citizen is behind them. They need to know that, and it's a tough job, and I want to get out to that training. I haven't done that yet. I'm going to. I just got to find the time.
You got to get through the tournament first. All right, so starting this Thursday, running through August 8th, you can go to UrsulaBeckTennis.com if you want to find out all of the details. You will literally, it's a blast, Nick, when you go out there and on a Sunday afternoon you see somebody and then, a few months later, a year later, you turn on one of the Grand Slams and there's a guy you watched out there in Fairview Park play.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been multiple times in my life, and that's exactly right. Kevin Anderson, is that his name?
Yes.
I remember that story and following that in a way that I wouldn't have otherwise, with the Decatur tie. And you're right about the speed. I love the sound. The sounds of tennis as well, the ball hitting the racket at such a velocity and the footwork. It's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
One thing I wanted to mention that's new this year that we haven't done is we're going to have live streaming of courts 1 and 2 during the tournament.
Really?
So you can go to UrsulaBeckTennis.com. There'll be a link, and you'll be able to watch courts 1 and 2 throughout the tournament.
Very cool. And then Thursday night, you got a featured evening match on the 5th and a sponsor barbecue?
Yeah, we've had to scale back some of our community events, but we are going to have a sponsor appreciation barbecue this year. Just because of COVID, some of the things that we've done in the past, we've had to scale back according to the governing bodies. But we are going to have a sponsor barbecue on Thursday night. And we have a feature match. We call it the creature feature. Every night at 5 o'clock, we have a featured match Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night. So those folks that are working can come out.
Yeah, come out after
match.
Work. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. All right, good luck with it, Chuck. It looks like you got great weather. Hope you have a smooth tournament.
Great.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.